Your gas stove, it's sort of a big story. A union at Apple Store has started bargaining with the company. At least it wasn't Southwest Airlines, as more aircraft are grounded and flights have been canceled today. Work is different today than just 3 years ago. What can you expect to face this year? There's a discount chain that is actually raising prices at 400 stores. A customer calls out a McDonald's location for what he says is a false 30-minute time limit. We've got the Wall Street Report, and complaints have been heard at Disney, and the firm is changing some things to better serve visitors. Let's go.
Insight on Business News and Comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Taro International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro, TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent, FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Wednesday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby, grateful as always that you're with us again today. You can follow us all day, all evening on Twitter at IOB_NewsHour. Well, this has sort of developed into a big story. Even President Biden has weighed in on the matter. So what is it? It's all about your gas stove. When we saw this come across the wire the other day, we were convinced it must have been a prank. It's looking more and more like the government taking your gas stove is just that. Earlier, President Biden weighed in and said, it's not going to happen, and then the U.S. regulator who started it all cleared the air. CNN is reporting that Richard Trumka, Jr., a U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commissioner, set off a firestorm by suggesting the agency could ban gas stoves because they've been linked to childhood asthma. Trumka confirmed to CNN that everything is on the table when it comes to gas stoves, but stressed that any ban would apply only to new gas stoves, not existing ones. This is what he said, quote, "We are not looking to go into anyone's homes and take away items that are already there. We just don't do that. And if, when we get to regulation on the topic, it's always looking forward. You know, it applies to new products. Consumers always have the choice of what to keep in their homes, and we want to make sure they do that with full information," end quote. But in reality, there really are some health concerns regarding gas stoves. A December 2022 study in the International Journal of Environmental Research and Public Health found that indoor gas stoves usage is associated with an increased risk of current asthma among children. That study found that almost 13% of current childhood asthma in the U.S. is attributable to gas stove use. Well, here's another big deal. CNN is reporting that workers at Apple's first unionized retail store began collectively bargaining with management. It is a milestone moment not only for the iPhone company, but for all of big tech. The worker group, based out of a mall near Baltimore, is organized with the International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers Union. The rise of worker organizing efforts has prompted a range of responses from top tech companies. Amazon, so far, has refused to recognize its first union and engage in negotiations after a landmark union win last spring and continues to fight its legitimacy. Microsoft, by contrast, has publicly embraced its first union and said this month it looks forward to engaging in good faith negotiations as the company works toward a collective bargaining agreement. Well, flights across the U.S. were grounded on Wednesday due to a computer malfunction at the FAA. The system is known as the Notice to Air Missions, or NOTAM. It sends alerts to pilots to let them know of conditions that could affect the safety of their flights. It is separate from the air traffic control system that keeps planes a safe distance from each other, but it's another critical tool for air safety. Mike Boyd, an aviation consultant, and others said Wednesday's problems are a sign that computer systems need to be upgraded. So, how big a deal was the outage? Just before noon Eastern Time on Wednesday, tracking service FlightAware showed about 7,000 delayed flights to and from and within the United States, with nearly 1,100 canceled flights altogether. Aviation consultant Boyd said that within a couple of hours of repair, we should not even notice that anything had happened. You know, everything has changed when it comes to work and your job. The pandemic normalized remote work, created a shortage of critical workers, and drove home organizations that employs mental health needs for a sane life-work balance are critical to retention and engagement. So what does work look like in 2023? CNN is reporting there is good news and then there is, well, awful news. On the awful side, there will be more widespread job cuts than what we've seen happening for industries like tech, media, and finance. At the same time, that shouldn't be surprising given that layoffs in 2021 and 2022 were at their lowest levels since 1993. That said, the job market has cooled a bit, but it's still running hot with a high level of job openings per job seeker. While there is still tension between executives and employees about how many days people should be physically present at work, hybrid work and work flexibility isn't going away anytime soon. Today, about 66% of employers are allowing hybrid working and flexibility, while another 6% give employees the option to always work from home. Meanwhile, frontline employees like retail workers, healthcare aides, and security guards, whose jobs require them always to be on site, may be offered other forms of flexibility. And that could include being given a regular schedule as opposed to working on demand, where they don't exactly know their schedule in advance, and perhaps getting more paid leave. You know, not long ago, we had a report about the rise of the dollar stores across the country, specifically in not necessarily urban environments, but in suburban areas. Now comes a story about a discount chain bucking the trend and actually raising prices. Best Life is reporting that Five Below, named that way because items are marked at $5 or less, is changing its model. This year, shoppers will notice redesigned stores as 400 locations will be converted to its higher-priced Five Beyond store format. The concept was rolled out at approximately 250 Five Below stores last year, which now sells items beyond $5 and still way before the rest, according to the retailer's website. Five Beyond products range in price from $8 up to $25, with a skateboard, a Bluetooth speaker and tripod stand, and an adjustable barbell and dumbbell set among the pricier picks. One thing is for sure, my granddaughter will be crushed. Well, management says that at this McDonald's, you've got a 30-minute window to eat and then get the heck out. The Daily Dot is reporting that a TikToker by the name of Jensen Harris, his video went viral on the popular sharing platform after posting a clip of him getting into a verbal altercation with a McDonald's staff at a Providence, Rhode Island location. In the video, Jensen demands to know why the store has a 30-minute policy for guests that state they must leave the premises after a certain amount of time, even if they are paying customers. Jensen claims that the chain has no such policy in place and believes he was racially discriminated against by McDonald's employees. Jensen argues with employees about what he says is a fake policy. Before long, five police cars show up and tell Jensen he must stop filming. Jensen's video has received over 455,000 views on the TikTok platform in just a couple of days. According to Legal Match, the right to refuse service or asking customers to leave the premises of their establishment can be a gray area, though there are few exceptions under certain state laws. The Civil Rights Act of 1964 explicitly prohibits restaurants from refusing service to patrons based on race, color, religion, or national origin. In other words, restaurants do not have a constitutional right to refuse service. Wall Street ended the session sharply higher as investors key in some optimism before the upcoming inflation report. The much-anticipated report is expected to show inflation rose by 6.5% year-over-year, better than the 7.1% number back in November. On that expectation, the Dow gained 268 points to close at 33,973, while the Nasdaq picked up 189 points to end the session at 10,931, and the S&P 500 added 50 points to finish the day at 3969. And finally, there is this, and this has to do with some changes at the Magic Kingdom. With complaints growing about how long wait times and high prices are just gouging people, Disney is making some major ticketing and reservation changes at its U.S. theme parks. At Disneyland Resort in California, the company is upping the number of days when guests can buy a one-day, one-park ticket for $104. That's the lowest price, adding about 2 months' worth of days this year. There will also be some added flexibility for guests who want to hop from one park to the next. At Disney World in Florida, annual pass holders can visit parks after 2 p.m. without a reservation. Well, that's a wrap for the business news headlines for today. Thanks so very much for joining us. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Aaron Libby, in charge of marketing and advertising. Hunter Pease, she's the voice of the Business News Hour. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, produced, and directed by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great evening. Be safe, be well, be careful, most of all. Be good to your fellow man. Good day.